Seeing a need to fight hunger in Charleston, Tom Tolliver created community gardens in his neighborhood. Since we last reported on this story, a few new faces have been helping at the West Side Gardens, including a group of 22 11 to 14-year-old volunteers from the YMCA. The children have been working with Tolliver this week to help bring fresh vegetables to a local shelter. Roxy Todd reports.
Tom Tolliver has seen people with children who are hungry, searching for food in dumpsters in the alleys of Charleston, and he isn't the only one. At the Union Mission, where Tolliver has been donating fresh vegetables, the president and CEO, Rex Whiteman, says hunger is on the rise throughout the state and in Appalachia.
Yes, we see people that are hungry, people that have not eaten for several days, and that will come in our doors saying, "Can you help me?" And that is overwhelming in a society and world that of abundance, that we have people that are literally starving to death. With the mines closing down and many of them closing in recent months, that's just created a new wave of hunger and new people that are in the pipeline, as it were, asking for help.
And these new people asking for help mean that new food is needed all the time. Healthy food, like the type of produce Tolliver has been growing in his garden. And this week, the YMCA was inspired by Tolliver's vision and sent 22 kids from summer camp to help him harvest vegetables and deliver them to the Union Mission. But first, there was another job to tackle. One of Tolliver's gardens was about to become overwhelmed by squash bugs.
We're drowning the bugs, and we're collecting and harvesting all the beans and the plants that are ready to be harvested.
Hannah McCune is 11 years old, and she's dressed in a brightly painted handkerchief, green socks, and pink tennis shoes. She's also wearing garden gloves for what is sometimes a dirty job, finding and killing squash bugs. It's not a pretty job, but it's a necessary one, because the volunteer gardeners are committed to using no pesticides on the food they grow. Stephanie Highsmith is the master gardener supervising the volunteers. She's had experience with squash bugs and cabbage beetles, which can devastate vegetable gardens if ignored.
Last year, I started with my zucchini, going out and looking under the leaves, and I discovered these eggs that were growing underneath the leaves.
Here, is that one?
That's a squash bug. That's a nymph. I'm glad you spotted that.
Highsmith is one of the volunteers most involved with Tolliver's gardens this year. Today, she's teaching the children from the YMCA about the various plants that grow throughout the garden. One of the children asks her,
"What do you do to the plants in the winter?"
Well, in the wintertime, everything goes dormant, and these are called annuals because they bloom once and then they die. And then we save the seed. You can save the seed from the fruit and grow the same plant next year.
Excitement soon erupts nearby when a blue-tailed skink emerges from one of the raised beds and dives back beneath the beans.
I thought it was a snake.
These kids are outside, covered in bug juice and sweat, and for some of them, it's the first time they've seen a live skink. In one morning, they harvest about 25 pounds of collard greens, chard, cucumbers, green beans, and zucchini, which they deliver to the Union Mission the next day. There, they learn about the somber realities of hunger in West Virginia. And Tom Tolliver is visibly touched by the response he's received in the last week. His project has gotten a number of calls from people wanting to support his community gardens.
My big thought, my big vision is to rub out hunger through community gardening. And that's my strategy, is to start in Charleston, Kanawha County, West Virginia, America, encouraging people to live off the land. And you have seen yourself how easy it's been to grow food.
The vegetables that the YMCA kids harvested and delivered will be served or given away to families in need who come to the Union Mission hungry. Some of these people will not have eaten for days. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.